Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
You know what? That might have been the best one of the year.
But the only way it gets better than that is if we do a bubbly. Then you really get the pop pop.
Ooh. Thirsty Thursday here. And look, it's not on the block. It is old school, but it's a takeover. We stay here because it is always great to see you, Uncle Kevy.
Well, thank you, fellas. I got a little distracted and poured the beer into the wine glass, so I'll take that one.
Super classy beer.
Yeah.
Super classy.
We fancy.
Pinky's out.
We fancy.
Been one of those days or just having too much fun with us?
You know, I'm just having too much fun. I got DP on my left, and I got you and Stricky on my right, so that's a good day right there for old Uncle Kev.
Plus, he's trying to find Colorado tickets, so he got we'll put it out online. Y'all can let Uncle Kev know if you got extra Colorado tickets you want to. He's got a full inventory.
Yeah, that's right. We can work out a trade. My older brother lives in a small town called Niwot, which is a suburb of Boulder, and he's coming into town with his girlfriend and a few others and was hitting me up for tickets. So if any of you know of any, you let old Uncle Kev know. You can find me at Big Grill Guy on Twitter or hit me up on Facebook.
There we go.
Before we dive into this, Uncle Kev, we were talking earlier today about our gentleman's wager.
Yes. Should we give a little background here?
You go ahead and give the background.
Okay, so we differ on our opinions of Thomas Fedoni.
We do.
Austin thinks he's a solid role player.
Mm-hmm.
My belief is that he is a difference maker. So my prediction and or I guess I should say how I think he ought to be utilized in this upcoming season, provided he's healthy, because mm-hmm. that's always the caveat for everybody, especially when you've had two knee surgeries. But I would like to see somewhere between half a dozen or more targets a game, 3 to 4 receptions a game. Maybe a touchdown, and so my prediction, or I think how we will best be utilized to help this football team is 40 receptions, 500 yards and 10 touchdowns for the season. And Austin is going with the unders.
On all three of those categories.
All three of those categories. So we have a gentleman's wager. Now, is this going to be a three-part wager? So say he goes over on receptions, but under on tutties. What are we doing there?
If he gets 2 out of 3, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
How about that?
Fair.
Sound fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the wager?
Say, what are you putting up?
I'll put up whatever you want, man. I had to rinse out that wine glass that I put beer in with some wine just to clean it out. So that was mine.
How do they mix?
Not bad. Not bad.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the beer I already poured out, so it just had a little remnants in there.
How about this? I win 2 cases of the Sunny D vodka.
Deal.
You win two Mercado steaks of your choice.
Two Mercado steaks for two cases of Sunny D.
Yeah. I don't need much because I know I'm going to be right.
Well, but a case, I'm assuming that one Mercado steak and one case of Sunny D do not equate financially.
Well, I'm just thinking like whatever you brought in last time, just like whatever you can carry in two hands.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like a couple of sixers then.
Sure.
Yeah. A case implies 24.
Sorry. Yeah, no, not a case. I don't need that many.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not that degenerate.
Deal. Okay.
Two sixers, two steaks?
Yep. Equal or lesser value of the same.
There we go.
Got it.
I'm trying to post
two out of three.
Uncle Kevy. I got to get you on here, Uncle Kev.
Yeah. Do it.
Big grill guy.
Well, Strick struggles with technology. Walk us through the beer. What we got?
Okay. So I've been putting this off because there's such a thing called seasonal creep, and it's still August, but I'm starting to get the Jones for Husker football and football in general. So it's officially Oktoberfest season now. Okay. And this one comes...
Oktoberfest.
It comes from Lupulin Brewing out of Big Lake, Minnesota. I didn't know if Jay was going to be here, but that was also the tie-in from it being from Minnesota. And it's a Märzen-style lager. And what that is a lager that has a little bit of roasted malt. So it gives it more of an amber color.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's got a deep, dark kind of...
It's not heavy, but it's like fall in a glass.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
This is sitting around the campfire, watching football.
It's smooth, though.
Hoodie weather, you know, that's what this beer is.
This tastes like victory.
Mm.
11-1 victory?
This tastes like victory. This is, you know what? Just in honor of whooping Colorado's
butt. Won the championship.
I'll raise the glass and finish this. That's how good this is.
And I'll toast to that.
That's how good this is.
It is good.
That's how good this is, Kevin.
It's a darn fine beer. I would say it's got a little bit of that malty sweetness, a little bit of that roastiness. It's just a really well-made beer. And a little bit of background on Oktoberfest. Back in the 1800s, Prince Ludwig, and I don't remember what the princess's name off the top of my head. I had it memorized, but they got married. And so they decided to invite the entire city of Munich to the wedding. And it went on for a week, and it turned into this massive festival. And so now, every year at Oktoberfest, there's over 1 million gallons of beer consumed. And this style of beer is specific as a result that they had made for their wedding back in the 1800s. So it has a long, rich history.
I had to chug it and then let that little bit settle.
Oh, yeah.
To finish that.
Mm.
It's definitely not.
That's how good a beer
a
that
Colt
is.
45.
That is a good beer.
It would still work every
it
time.
It would still
though.
Work, though.
That is a really, in all the years of a beer, that's a top three beer.
That's fantastic. I'm enjoying it even more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to have some more of that.
Yeah, that's a top three all-time beer.
Despite being mid-August, yes. Echo everything said.
Yeah, that's a top three beer. That's how good that is.
You know how I like to say, you know, we're willing it into existence? That's what we're doing, is that we're willing Husker victory and fall football into existence.
Hey, Stricky said Nebraska's going 4-1 in five close games this year.
That's, you know, I would...
I'm a man of wishful thinking.
Single-score games, you're saying 4-1? Yeah, I would take a winning record in single-score games. 3-2, 4-1.
At some point, it's got to swing your way.
Yeah.
I play dominoes.
Okay.
There are times when I'm getting mopped up, and it's not even because I'm doing anything wrong. It's just because they're pulling, and they're getting the lucky pulls, and I'm like, it's going to turn around. It's going to shift sooner or later.
The law of averages.
And guess what? It does. I figure Nebraska has been so bad for so long one score games.
Yes.
That eventually it's got to switch. And I'm believing that this is the year. Here's why. Everybody thought Nebraska basketball was going to stink. And I told them, I sat right here with Austin and they were laughing at me and they were sniggling and giggling. And I said, okay, well, and guess what?
We had our best season in 15 years.
And all I'm saying is history has shown me that when basketball makes an upward swing, football all of a sudden kind of
kind of does the same
thing. Comes along with them.
It's contagious. Winning is contagious. I think just positive thinking is contagious. Hard work is contagious. Leadership is contagious.
Yeah.
All of that matters. And I feel like we have a lot of that going for us right now. And, you know, but you got to make your own breaks. So
that part,
you know, we
can't fumble all the time.
We keep shooting ourselves in the foot and we don't need to do that anymore.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I think that's something they've focused on. And I think that, you know, the previous regime, their big thing was fear of failure. They don't want to fear of failure. To me, fear is a really powerful motivator.
It is.
Like I've done some things that I didn't think I was capable of based on fearing of failure. And so I'm thinking, it's a different mindset, and I don't want them to be afraid to make a play. That's not the way to go about it. But for fear of not being successful will motivate you to do some things that you wouldn't normally do.
Also, fear stagnates, right? You walk into a dark room.
True.
And fear of the unknown of what's your next step, what's your next, you know, your next move, normally stagnates you. And that's what I feel has happened with Nebraska football and even with Nebraska basketball. It gets to a point where it's like, when is it coming? When is it about to happen?
Yeah. Oh no.
When's the next
Here
fumble?
We go again. Yeah.
Oh. And then the other side of that cause you to freeze up.
Right. And so, you start playing not to lose.
There it is.
Yep.
You got to break that. DP, I know you want to say something. He was itching. DP was sitting over there like, he was itching. He was ready to get it. Go get it.
Don't be scared.
Go get it.
It's the fear of the unknown. You can't be afraid of what you know. Like, if you know, Kevin's never, if you ask him about any of these beverages, mm-hmm. he can tell you he has no fear. There's no hesitancy.
No doubt.
There's nothing. Too many times, players were sent out on that field that didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, they need to be scared. If somebody's going to hit you, you're not sure that the ball's secure. Okay. You're afraid to make a throw because you're not sure if you can make the throw. Is it the right throw? What to do after I catch the ball? What do I do? What should my footwork be? My first step has to be a step of knowing rather than a step of fear. Too much Nebraska football in the past few years has been, we don't know. And I keep saying it, the greater the mission, the fewer questions you have about it. So if you ask to got questions, still not got doubt, well, that's where we are.
Well, and that's why you put in the work.
Amen.
Amen. Speaking of putting in work, people would like to try the beer and put in some work on it. Remind them of the name, please.
It is called Lupulin Brewing Company out of Big Lake, Minnesota, and it's their Marzen-style lager Oktoberfest. Absolutely delicious, brand new to the store. And side note, lupulin are the glands inside of the hop, even though this isn't a super hoppy beer. I'm sure all beer has hops.
Does it have hops? Can it go up and bang?
It's a dunk.
You know, and
this beer would dunk on you.
It's a dunk.
That's a fact.
Ironically enough, the Germans call dark beer Dunkel. So, you know, there you go.
Easy.
Look at that.
Easy.
He's got an answer.
Easy.
Easy. Hey, Tricky threw his coin. We probably folks, talk about it rather than the rest of the
German time. Folks start talking about dark. My skin started to move.
So, maybe we should move on to the wine then.
Yeah, man, I drank it already.
And Uncle Kev started to sweat.
Yeah, the strick was already
we got more.
Is it a little hot in here, Uncle Kev?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I love you guys. Just spitting facts.
That was good, Uncle Kev.
The wine.
Is it a Merlot?
It is. It's a Merlot, don't do a lot of Merlot on the air.
It's not as dry as it normally tastes. It's kind of smooth.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
And it's rich. And it's a real... To me, a real representation of what Merlot can be. What was interesting is that in the 80s and 90s, Merlot kind of became America's flagship red wine. And it was one of those things where, generally speaking, when people first start drinking wine, they start with the sweeter stuff, like a white Zinfandel or a German Riesling or something along those lines. Whatever. You know.
Magdo Tweety Tweety?
Magdo.
It depends.
Malt Duck.
But
Alizé?
Right.
Oh, okay.
You're throwing. And then,
We took it back. We took it back. It got too real. It got too real for a minute.
No, I'm sweating. It's like 120 degrees in here. Good God.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. No, don't lose your train of thought, Uncle Kev. Oh, man.
Merlot, 80s, 90s, America's red wine.
That's right. So it was a wine that was easy for people to pronounce. You weren't intimidated by saying Cabernet Sauvignon mm-hmm. or something like that. And it sort of was more medium in body, so it was more approachable. Well, in wine, you have people that chase passion. And you have people that, just like any business, I guess I should say, people that chase passion or people that chase paper. And the reason why Merlot became so popular is because you could about throw a dart at any $7 to $12 Merlot at the time, and chances are you're going to be pretty happy with the quality, the bang for the buck, the value. Well, what happened is everyone started making Merlot because that was the most popular wine. Well, they didn't put the same attention to detail into it. And so then it started getting a bad rap. So, did you ever see the movie Sideways?
No.
Anyone? Directed by Alexander Payne from Omaha. Won some Golden Globes, Sundance Film Festival.
Oh.
Had Paul Giamatti in it, who was the son of A. Bartlett Giamatti. Who
yes.
Was,
so yes.
There's a little tie into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there's a scene in the movie where basically they're on their bachelor party. They're out there to play golf and drink wine. Well, his one buddy is more interested in chasing women, and it's supposed to be his bachelor party, so he's kind of a jerk. And so anyway, there's a scene where they're going out to dinner and they're supposed to meet these two ladies. And he says, well, if anyone orders any effing Merlot, I'm leaving. Cause he considered himself an enophile, which is like a wine expert.
Oh, okay. O-E-N-O.
O-E-N-O. Yes.
Okay, and, Austin.
So check out the big rain over there on Austin. And, so anyway, but what's interesting is that throughout the movie, it's very much a wine nerdy movie. But his prized wine, I believe, is an 82 Cheval Blanc, which is a French Bordeaux, which is the southwest part of France. And, ironically enough, is almost 100% Merlot. But they don't tell you that just because it was supposed to be funny. Well, subsequently, after the movie gained in popularity, Merlot sales dropped 300%. And the wine that they were after when they were drinking was Pinot Noir. And it increased 300%. So Merlot is now starting to make a comeback. This is done by Ferrari Carano, which is my favorite Sonoma winery. The guy was a billionaire, made his money in casinos, and so the winery was a passion project for him. And I think
passion or paper?
Passion. We're talking passion over paper here. And because he already had the paper. He didn't need to worry about that. Yeah. And so there was basically no stone left unturned, no detail left unchecked. And I honestly believe if he were anybody else, the wines would be double the price because they're that good a quality. This is my favorite Merlot. These are under $30 in the store every day, and this would go well with virtually anything that a cab would. Equally as rich to a cab, just a little bit different flavor profile, but just smooth as the day is long.
Blackened steak. Blackened steak is where I was with this.
A lot of pepper on there.
Steak.
Blackened steak. Definitely. Was this, man, black pepper this thing up. Yeah. Let's get at it.
Yeah. With some Bernays on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. A little Bernays. It's been a while.
Don't be saucy with me, Bernays.
Saucy, not shaky. Saucy, not shaky.
Good deal.
That's awesome. All right. One more time, run through the names. And 13th and South is where people can find them.
That's right. So Lupulin, Martzen Style Lager, Oktoberfest, and Ferrari Carano Merlot. Come see us, come holla, as they say in the Instagrams, and 13th and South.
Call out to Kevin when you see him in the street.
Because it's your boy. Because he be in them streets.
Kevin Meyer, Myers Cork and Bottle, as always, thank you, good sir.
Appreciate it, fellas. Thank you.
Moral yes, School sir. Next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.